Lesson 15. Why should you continue? Question 1. How will continuing your Bible study benefit you? No doubt, this overview of basic Bible teachings has strengthened your love for Jehovah. This love needs constant cultivation. Your hope of everlasting life depends on whether you continue to draw close to God by studying His Word.
John 17:3 reads, "This means everlasting life. They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ." Jude 21 reads, "In order to keep yourselves in God's love, while you await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ with everlasting life in view."
As you grow in knowledge of God, your faith will become stronger. Faith will help you to please God. It will move you to repent and to make beneficial changes in your way of life.
Acts 3:19 reads, "Repent, therefore, and turn around so as to get your sins blotted out, so that seasons of refreshing may come from Jehovah Himself."
Question 2. How could your knowledge of God benefit others? Naturally, you will want to share with others what you have learned. We all enjoy telling good news. As you continue studying the Bible, you will learn how to use the Bible to explain your faith in Jehovah and the good news.
Romans 10:13 through 15 reads, "For everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah will be saved. However, how will they call on Him if they have not put faith in Him? How in turn will they put faith in Him about whom they have not heard? How in turn will they hear without someone to preach? How in turn will they preach unless they have been sent out? Just as it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who declare good news of good things.'"
Most people start by sharing the good news with friends or relatives. Be tactful. Rather than saying that their religion is mistaken, tell them about God's promises. Also, remember that people are often more impressed by your kind behavior than by what you say.
2 Timothy 2:24 and 25 reads, "For a slave of the Lord does not need to fight, but needs to be gentle toward all, qualified to teach, showing restraint when wronged, instructing with mildness those not favorably disposed. Perhaps God may give them repentance, leading to an accurate knowledge of truth."
Question 3. What relationship with God can you enjoy? Studying God's Word will help you to grow spiritually. Eventually, you may enter into a very special relationship with Jehovah. You can actually belong to Him as a member of His family.
2 Corinthians 6:18 reads, "And I will become a father to you, and you will become sons and daughters to me, says Jehovah the Almighty."
Question 4. How can you continue to progress? You can advance spiritually by continuing to study God's Word. Ask one of Jehovah's Witnesses to study the Bible with you using the book, "What Does the Bible Really Teach?" The more you learn from God's Word, the more successful your life will be.
Psalm 1, 1-3 reads, "Happy is the man who does not walk according to the advice of the wicked, and does not stand on the path of sinners, and does not sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and he reads his law in an undertone day and night. He will be like a tree planted by streams of water, a tree that produces fruit in its season, the foliage of which does not wither, and everything he does will succeed." Chapter 73, verses 27 and 28 read, "Truly, those keeping far from you will perish. You will put an end to everyone who immorally leaves you. But as for me, drawing near to God is good for me. I have made the sovereign Lord Jehovah my refuge, to declare all your works.
The good news comes from Jehovah, the happy God. You can draw closer to Him by drawing closer to His people. By continuing your efforts to please Jehovah, you are reaching out for the real life, everlasting life. Drawing close to God is truly the best thing that you can do.
1 Timothy 1:11 reads, "According to the glorious good news of the happy God with which I was entrusted." Chapter 6, verse 19 reads, "Safely treasuring up for themselves a fine foundation for the future, so that they may get a firm hold on the real life."